like to just read a couple verses to you, and then the choir is going to sing to us, and as we prepare our hearts to come before the Lord's table. I've been privileged to know, to have in my life a number of saints that have prayed for me. When I consider it, I thank the Lord. I'm not going to start naming them. I might leave some out. Might leave one of your favorite saints out. But I thank God for the saints that I've known. I will mention one particularly that I was here during a Labor Day weekend and stayed afterwards, and my birthday's in September, and Reverend Gardner happened to mention to Brother Wanamaker that it's Keith's birthday. And he was sitting right here next to this fella here, Jacob. And when he said that, I was sitting right there where Brother Dan is. And if you knew some of you knew Brother Wanamaker, he was a Hungarian man dying of consumption who God raised up, played the violin beautifully, gifted that way. But a thin man, large nose, bald, and midsummer, tons of clothes on. You know, sweater, vest, but filled with the Holy Spirit. And he looked over at me, and when Brother Gardner was sitting there, said that, he looked at me where Brother Dan is, and he said, "Come here! Come here! Kneel here!" And I was shaking in my boots. But you know, he prayed for me. Others that I had the privilege. And you know, I learned something about these saints of God that I want to share with you tonight. I looked at them, and like I said, I don't want to start naming, but I learned something that they all had in common. They understood the cross. They completely understood the cross of Christ, and they knew how to avail themselves of that. To them, it was an open door. And you know, they availed themselves because of the cross to enter into the holiest of holies. Every one of them. And it's not, you know, that's why they're saints. And it's for every one of us. Every one of us are saints. And this is how we ought to come tonight. I'm just going to read from two portions here. Listen to this, from Hebrews chapter 4. And if you think I'm making it up, you can turn to it. It's chapter 4, verse 14. Listen to what the Word of God says. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted, as we are, yet without sin." Now here it is. "Let us therefore," Reverend Gardner always said, if there's a therefore, see what it's there for. Well, therefore, he says, because of all the previously just mentioned, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of need." Did you get it? We're to come boldly. It's not our merit. It's not our works. It's not our saintliness. It's not that we have our act together. It's all because of what he mentioned, because we have a high priest, because of Jesus Christ, because of his sacrifice. We're to come boldly. Look at chapter 10, 19 of the same book of Hebrews. Chapter 10, 19. "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. There it is again. Having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. The best way we can honor our Lord's sacrifice is to come boldly. To come with full assurance of faith. Let's do that tonight. Let's never just take of these emblems. But let's take them in faith, believing. We know that the Apostle Paul warns us that we should not take these without knowing what these emblems represent. And without having faith that the Lord would meet us. So I also exhort you too. Let's weigh our hearts tonight. As the choir comes, let's do that. Let's prepare our hearts to come before the table of the Lord.